Lekutas Sichas Chelik Tazayin Parsha Mishpatim Sicha Dalet. From Pasuk Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleim, from the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, in which Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that he was appointing two people to be in charge while he was away, and whoever has an issue should approach them. From that Pasuk, the Gemara learned up the Gemara, as Ein Niskokim Elu L'Tevei Tchila, that we first address the claimants or the plaintiffs' position first. We first turn to the plaintiff. We will soon discuss what exactly this means, but that's what the Gemara says. The Baldvarim Teveya Yigash Dvarav Aleim, that the plaintiff, the one that is making the claim, he should be the one to start the case, initiate the case. So there are a number of different interpretations to what this means, different the Mefarshim that say different things about what this means exactly. However, the Veshach is Mefarish the Shach. The Shach has another explanation for this. Ados main vi pashtas aloshin, that it means the way the simple meaning of the words is, as bezden heret ois fria de tainus and teveya, un nordem de reit von nitva. That first the bezden should listen to the position, to what the plaintiff has to say, before they listen to what the defendant has to say. The one that he has to respond to what the plaintiff has to say. And what difference in halacha does that make? And after minilopayel, what would be the difference in halacha? Vem is tainis meheret is freer. Who cares which one you listen to first? There is a difference. Is nafal for meida b'mitzvahs in the case of someone that admits to part of the claim. So, for instance, what is the case of a meida b'mitzvahs? The standard case of a meida b'mitzvahs is if somebody says to someone else, "You owe me $100." And he says, "No, I only owe you $50. That's called a meida b'mitzvahs. He admits to part of the claim. He admits that he owes him $50, and he denies the other $50. In that case, the Torah says that he has to swear that he only owes $50. It's a shvuas haTorah. It's a Torah mandated oath that he has to take since he admitted to part of the claim. So therefore, the din is, the halacha is in regards to a meida b'mitzvahs, as ven is a Haster Nitva Amayda B'Mikzas, when would we be consider the defendant to be Amayda B'Mikzas? Unis Mechuy Bashur the Raisa, and therefore would be obligated to take an oath Minatayre. Nor demold when Zainadab B'Mikzas kum, nor demid Teveya had Bayim Gimont. Only if he admitted it to part of the claim after the plaintiff made his claim. If the plaintiff said you owe me $100 and then he responds that he only owes $50, so then he's considered a meida b'mikzas. But what happens if the reverse happened? The person said, "I owe you $50." So the plaintiff says, "No, you owe me $100. That was a meida b'mikzas before the claim was made. When there is nishka made of a mikzas, in that case he would not be considered a made of a mikzas, and is potter from a shvur de reise, and it would be exempt from a shvur de reise. So therefore, that would be the difference here. The bezdin has to first ask the plaintiff, "What is it that you're claiming?" And to this, the defendant can respond. So if he says he owes $100 and he says he owes $50, then he's a made of a mikzas. But if you were to reverse the order and ask the person that is the defendant first, "What do you say?" And he says, "I owe him $50. And the other guy says, no, you owe me $100. He wouldn't be a meida b'mikzas. Therefore, the halacha is that we first ask the plaintiff and then the defendant gets to respond. The tam from der halacha is, what is the reason for this halacha? The nitva had gedacht abzahlen dem mikzas. The reason is because the defendant, he should have paid whatever he owes before he was dragged into court. Vosar is made of that part that he admits to owing. Noch edem otem tevegem ebesen. He should have paid that before they had to drag him to court. And vibal darot nishgiton vosar ad gedafton. And since he didn't do what he should have done without having to be taken to court, unizgiblib ma nitva bebesen, and therefore ended up being a defendant in the case, in a bezen case. is the farnes kokin l'tavei etchila. That's why we give the opportunity to the one that makes the claim, to the plaintiff, before we give the opportunity to the defendant to respond. Because it's designed so that because he didn't do what he should have done without having to be dragged to court, now he has to respond in a way that he might end up having to swear according to the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues. Sometimes you have to give the opportunity first to the defendant. When would that be? When would that be that we would allow the defendant to make his claim? The zila nichse, if his properties, his assets, are being devalued. So what does that mean? Is the shach mevayer? So the shach explains this too. Behemshul says, "I'm pirush enis kalkin l'tevei etchila," and he explains it within the context of how he explained the first part of the Gemara, that generally we turn to the defendant first, sorry, to the plaintiff first. So the Shach explains it this way: if the reason that the defendant did not make his payment when he should have before he was dragged to court, if the reason for it was not because he was trying to delay it or anything, because at that time he has to make a big payment, and in order to do that he's going to have to sell some assets, but the market is down, and if he has to sell his assets now, he'll only get a fraction of what they're worth, so therefore he doesn't want to sell his assets now. That's why he wants to push it off so till the assets go up and he can sell it at a fair price. Or it's possible that's not that the market is down, it's just that when people find out that he is under pressure to sell his assets because he has to make a large payment to the person that he owes money to, so they know that it's a buyer's market, in other words they could get it for a good price, so therefore they're only willing to offer us a lower price because they know that he's under pressure, so therefore he doesn't want to sell his assets now while he's under pressure. In other words, the fact that he's under pressure, that's what's going to drive down the price of his assets. Then we consider the defendant to be not at fault for delaying payment of what he owes, and therefore we turn to him. There's no reason to punish him for that, and therefore we accept his claim first. We can allow him to say how much he owes before the plaintiff says the larger price, and therefore he won't end up having to swear a shvua deiraisa. Beis figuretchen filmol, as was discussed already many times, and in alle inyonim enigla de teira faran oichen aveda ruchnis. Every halacha, everything that we find in nigla, is also a lesson in how one can do their spiritual aveda, serve Hashem in their spiritual life. The other rabbi, to the contrary, v'baldas teira bechila given choch chem de gnuza lemaila. In fact, it works the other way around. Since the Torah originated as the treasure that Hashem had in the spiritual up there by Him, that's where it originates from. And there it evolves downward through the different worlds until it ends up in our physical world. Until it takes on elements of the physical world, and therefore the halachas, as they are expressed in halacha, in the physical halacha, in their original source, they're talking about some spiritual matters. They evolve into physical expressions as well, and therefore you have shnayim meirzim etalis. If two people come and each one holding on to a talis, each one says that it's his, that is a physical story, but it's, in its origin, it's talking about some spiritual struggle that is going on between two neshamas in the worlds above, and only evolves downward into struggling over a talis, over a physical garment. In other words, the inyan of izayne beruchni is a bepnimius. The matters in Torah as they are expressed in spiritual meanings, zayne the mokar from vanin the vernestalshul the nigla. The spiritual meaning of the Torah is actually the origin of where all these things start. And only later it evolves into a physical thing. unochmer, and even more so. There are certain things in nigla which you can only understand them fully. You can only really fully understand them only after you explain the spiritual aspect of it, and then it begins to make sense also in the physical world. So in other words, what he's saying is that it's not really true to say that everything in the physical world also has a reflection in the spiritual world. It's really the opposite. It starts as a spiritual thing and it evolves into a physical thing. But the bottom line is the same. Whatever we learn in Nigla has a lesson for us in our Avodah Pnimiyus, in our spiritual Avodah. Valderel says, and therefore the same is true and also in this matter that we're discussing now. The Pashtus is the Pirush von Shach Nishin Ganzen Geklatik. If you look at the explanation of the Shach, it leaves questions. From Lashon Razal, Niskokin L'Taveya Tchila, from the way the sages express this halacha, that we address the plaintiff first, Taveya Stam, over there it says any plaintiff. It doesn't say only a plaintiff in which there is an issue of Meidim Amiktsas. It's every plaintiff. Is mashma, das is an inyan klali, was is an afkemidel apoyel in kamevakame fanef and tfia, which would apply to a vast array of different types of complaints that one person can have to another, and therefore it's not limited to that very narrow window that the shach allows for, which is only in the case of meidav amiktsas, and that's only when it becomes relevant. When light pirush hashach kum toisa the nafkemin lepeil is not in the sukkah tviya was the nitzvah is made of a mikzas. According to the shach, he narrows it down to a very very specific window of halacha that only in the case of made of a mikzas would it make a difference whether you turn to this to the plaintiff first or to the defendant first. And the way the chazal say it, it seems like it has a much wider impact. However, like Birra Pnimi in the Maimer, but when you understand what this means in its inner dimension, in the spiritual sense, is a subafashtandik, it becomes understood what the Shach is saying. Varim be'avayda ruchnis is rumig v'kulam fun teveyev and nitva, because in the spiritual sense, and that in the avayda ruchnis, whenever there's an issue of teveyev and nitva, a defendant and a plaintiff, most of them, if not all of them, are connected with Meidah B'Miktsas. So to understand what that means, the Teveya Funa'idin, what is a plaintiff? What does a plaintiff mean in the spiritual sense? The plaintiff to a Yid is the Yetzer Hara. That's the Yetzer Hara. He comes with problems. Was Fria bringt er first, he gets a year to commit a sin. Even if it's not an actual sin, the word chet also means a lack, which means he causes the yid to have a shortfall. He could have done better, and he only did 50% of what he could have done. That is a chet too, even though it's not an actual sin. It's just that he didn't do enough of what he could have done. But he gets him to do something which would be considered a chet, whichever way you want to interpret the word chet. When the noach is a teveya, and then he comes with he prosecutes as vibal der hadem idn machshul given. Since he was successful in getting the yid to do it his way, dafman dem idn ibigem lushusay. Therefore, now he's under my control. Now I am the one that should control his destiny. If der tviya from yetzahara is a idn nitva. Nor by the b'miktsas. So for this this complaint that the Yetzer Hara has against the Yid, the defendant, which is the Yid, is only willing to give to admit to only partially what the Yetzer Hara is saying. Emes take as it is nichshul givon rachmanus lan nachet. It's true. He admits. He has to admit that I did commit the sin. Hakoyl kulay is a rabbanisha im arangiton in demchet. But he says, but I'm not completely into the sin. It's not that I was completely committed to committing this sin. Nishmit zayn ganzen mehus chas v'sholem. Not that I put myself completely into it and I was all into committing the sin chas v'sholem. Sein etzem neshama is bechlal hechef and chet, because my neshama, the essence of my neshama, is completely removed from any kind of sin. Val gam b'shas hachet ha'isabam nita, because we know that even when a Jew commits a sin, the essence of the neshama remains loyal to Hashem. So therefore, you can't say that I'm completely into the sin, because my etzem neshama never had any connection to it at all. And even more so, nochmer afilu mitzad zayne kaiches, even, never mind the inner dimension of the neshama, even with the outer kaiches, the functional part of my existence, nishnor mitzad etzem neshama, hot yede itayven zich, even on the outer dimensions of the yid's life, there are, every Jew has good things about them. Unochmer, even more so, afilu peishi Yisrael, even a sinner's, the people that are considered sinners amongst the Jews, Malay and Mitzvahs Karimim, are completely filled with mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. Because the emes of musik for Malayim is doch kipshutei, and that means that it means in its literal sense they are full of mitzvahs. Ze zainen in ganzen full mit mitzvahs. Das heißt, das wegen was faraid es soll sich nicht reden. In other words, that whatever Jew you may be talking about, whatever the Jew the Yetzer Hara might be making a claim against, is be'em nitshayich the metzias in the ganzen rachas v'sholom. You can't say that he is completely evil, he's completely under the domain of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara got full control of him. You can't say that about any Yid. In other words, every Yid says, I only admit to part of what you're saying. I am not completely under your control. Und der Inyan, and this idea is all the dargis for needing that every level of a yid, say a tzaddik, whether it should be a tzaddik, vasein tzaddik, boros hashiyas, tevele yechta. Because even a tzaddik, the pasuk says, there is no tzaddik in the world that will do good, only good, and will never commit a sin. So even a tzaddik has the occasional sin, al kopono chet and loshen chesaron, and of course, maybe not an actual sin, but only that he didn't fully accomplish his potential, and so on. And so whether we're talking about a tzaddik or a rasha, say a rasha, that even the sinners amongst Jews are also filled with mitzvahs. Therefore, they only are a partial admission of guilt to the Yetzirah. Is merum is impasik from vanet malernet obdem din from meidem mitzvahs. This can be learned from this pasuk in our parsha, from where we learn the mitzvah made of a mitzvah, the halacha made of a mitzvah. The pasuk that teaches the din of made of a mitzvah is talking about a shomer, which means somebody made a deposit with someone, he gave him something to watch for him. So the pasuk says if somebody will give his friend money or something else to watch, and it was stolen from the person that was watching it, so if the ganav will be found, then the ganav has to pay double. And if the ganav will not be found, so then the shomer, the person that was in charge of it, has to go to the bezdin, and he has to swear that he did not embezzle the thing that he was given to watch. Al kol dvar pesha, then the pasuk says, for every matter in which there is guilt, al shoyer val chamer, whether it's an ox or a donkey, al se, al salma, whether it's a lamb or a garment, al kol aveda sheim ekiuze, on anything that was lost, that he will say, this is it. So for that, the pasuk concludes, they should bring it to the bezdin, and if they will be found guilty, then he should pay double for having lied and said that it was stolen, and really he stole it. These psukim have many halachas that wind through them. But from the words ki hu zeh, we learn that the defendant is saying, this is what I owe you and nothing more. In other words, that the plaintiff is saying, you owe me more. And the response from the defendant is ki hu zeh, this is all that I owe you. From this we learn that for that he has to swear. He has to bring it to Bezin and he has to swear. So therefore we learn from there that a Maida B'miktsas is Chayiv Shvua. So now the Rebbe explains what this means in Avoida. Leiten Oistach from Pasuk in Avoida Ruchni is how to interpret this Pasuk in its spiritual sense, is the Tviya what does the Yetzer Hara say? Sayo kol dvar pesha. He says everything that is has with it guilt. Which means when somebody is guilty of having violated or failed in his shlichus in this world, sayo kol aveda, or whether it has something to do with a lost object, then says nor in an oifen fun aveda v'chisaron, or if it's not that he violated, or it just means that he didn't accomplish as much he could have. There was a waste. He could have done more and he didn't. He didn't quite accomplish as much as he could have in his mission in this world. And therefore, it turns out that there was a waste of the energies and the talents that he was given, that he has from his nefesh l'kis, and since he didn't use them to their fullest, there was a waste of that non-use. And the fir pratim, and there are four different ways in which the koichos of the nefesh l'kis could be squandered. It is the nefesh l'kis has different types of koichos, which are represented by the four things that the pasuk says: al shoyer, al chamer, an ox, a donkey, se, al salma. Each one of them represents zayin the fir sugu for nefesh bahamis was the fir into al kol dvar pesha. These are the four different types of negative traits that come from the nefesh bahamis, which cause a person to either violate, to be guilty of failure, or at least of wasting, squandering some of the energies that the nefesh l'kis did have. Is if they tfiya al kol dvar pesha al kol aveda. So in response to this complaint from the yetzer hara, emfetayid, the Jew responds asher yomar. Asher Omar, that he will say, that is the response that comes to this. Ki hu zeh, what he says is, this is it. As vos mizol im monen, whatever you may be making a claim to, is this nor zeh der mitzvah. It's only this small amount that I am really guilty of. It is nor amayde b'mitzvah kanal. As we said that from the words ki hu zeh, this is all that I am guilty of, not everything that you're claiming. That's what it means in the context of Aveda Ruchnis. The Yetzer Hara says, you lost or you were guilty of squandering or destroying your mission, or at least not fully fulfilling your mission. And he says, I only admit to part of it. I don't admit to the whole thing, because I did so much good also. The psak from the din from Torah is so that what is the ruling of the Torah? As amayda b'miktzus is chayiv shvua, that somebody who admits to part of the claim is chayiv shvua. Dafke dur de shvua gloipmenem oiv dem chelik vaser is nishmayda. Only if he takes an oath and says, I only owe 50 and I don't owe 100, do we say, okay, he swore, we'll accept his word for it. Then we believe him that he only owes 50, he only has to pay 50. When Aveda Ruchni is maintained, what does it mean that he has to take an oath in the spiritual Aveda? Bibald, as Ereshain Dur Gefalnun Amiktsas Ereinushus Yetzer, since we see that there is a failure already, and partially and somewhat he fell under the control of the Yetzer Hara. Therefore, they have to give him from above an additional energies have to be sent his way. So to make sure that he doesn't, to protect him, that he shouldn't fall into the control of the Yetzer Hara again. Also, in the sense that now that he has already failed, so therefore what is the way to fix a failure? To admit to the failure and to return from the failure, and then Hashem will have compassion on him, as the pasuk says. So part of the problem could be that he's not willing to admit that he failed. So in order to help him with that failure and with the proper response to the failure, once to leave them is menimas bia. So therefore, what do they do from above? They give him an additional charge of energy. Masbia, they satiate him with more energy. Shvua from Loshon Seveya, as we know that the word shvua, which means an oath, also means to satiate and give more kaiches. Zetik them on, mitnoch un hechere keiches. They give him from above more and even higher, more powerful keiches. As ein zweite teil zo bleiben in reshus tekdusha, so that that which is still remains out of the control of the Yetzirah should remain out of the control of the Yetzirah. But we know that a shvuah is not something to be taken lightly. It's something which is a very serious matter. When a person accepts to take an oath, you exposed yourself. And in this sense, in the spiritual sense, it also there is a certain exposure. Because if you don't properly use these additional energies that you were given, you squander those as well. So then not only are you not making up that which you lost initially, but now there is an additional responsibility that you took upon yourself. You used even more energy and you squandered those as well. So now you're going to have to pay the price for that as well. So you're, by taking a shvua, by taking on more additional energies, you're exposing yourself to more failure. Which is the reason why our sages told us that a person should be very careful and people used to avoid taking an oath. At least where it's possible to not have to take on an oath. Even if somebody is swearing truthfully, but people just didn't want to swear even to the truth. Taking an oath is a very serious matter, and there were people that used to pay monies that they didn't owe because they didn't want to take an oath. That's how serious it was. And in the spiritual sense, it's also taking on a responsibility that you may not be able to deal with and therefore may have to pay a price for it. The far is the Gemara Mamshel, that's why the Gemara continues. As is faran di eitze un fal v'seder funiskokon l'nit v'tchila. That there is an option, there's another option, not to have to take on a shvua, which means not to accept more energies in order to deal with the failure. Which is understood from the words niskokin lenit v'tchila. Through this you can avoid having to take from this type of avoda, which requires a shvua, which means additional keiches v'dosis v'metainet kozila nichse. And when is it that you niskokin lenit v'tchila? When is it that they turn to the yid and they say, okay, what is it that you want? They turn to the defendant first. That is when the assets are going down in value. What does that mean? That men das verstehen behagdem de bir in dem sipra gemara. We'll understand this by explaining what a story that the gemara tells wegen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Was had geweint far sein ptira, that he cried before he was passing away, when he was close to passing away. He cried und hat gesagt, and he said, as the sibra for sein bechia is, that the reason that he's crying is does vas yesh lefanesh nedrachim, because I know that ahead of me there are now two paths that I can go down. Shel Gan Eden v'shachas Shel Gehenim. One is the path to Gan Eden. One is the path to Gehenim. The ani yadei beizim alichem ma'isin. I don't know which one they're going to lead me down. Which path? V'loy efka. Should I not cry? I don't know where I'm going. Of course I'm crying. But me after efka, there's a question mark. Is Yedua the Kasha? So it's well known the question about what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. Vi kumtas as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says given for the Gedolei HaTanoim. How is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was one of the greatest Tanoim? Vi the Chazal zayne bekama mekaymes maflig in the gadlus from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and our sages tell us some great things about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And that is doch given gewiss given nizu betachlus and sumer rabba seitev, and without question. He was very particular about not doing an aveira chas v'sholem and doing mitzvahs. So b'em zayna sofik tzei geit gan eden or the gehenim. Should he have a question whether they're taking him to gehenim or to gan eden? Oich daf in verstehen. We also have to understand another thing. Favos hotos em azoy denum en dafke samach lip tirosoy. Why did this become such a big issue to him only before he was about to pass away? It's true that these two paths that he talked about Since they are where the neshama goes after it passes away from the world, so therefore it could be somewhat understood that he's worrying about it now because he knows that his time is coming close, so now he's thinking about that. However, as is Rabbi Shvetz of Ashtemba, we have to understand this pashut, that it's obvious hadosvas es hot im beikig art in them any day of a chulu, that the main thing that he was worried about in this question, I don't know which way they're going to take me, is nishmedigay the inyuf aschar ve'enish vazich. It wasn't that he was concerned about himself, is he going to end up in Gan Eden, is he going to end up in Gehenim. Rather, what his real concern was, b'shaychas sumatzavi madrigos, he was looking more about where am I at? What's my situation? Tzier gefinzich in amatzav fun royal Gan Eden kedusha. Am I in a place where I would deserve Gan Eden? In other words, in my life, did I reach a level where I am worthy of Gan Eden? Did I accomplish something in my life? Or is it, God forbid, the opposite? Es ist doch zach was mit darf sich der mit steis and calls man this is a suffix bazer. So why is he only worried about this? If his worry is, am I a person that is deserving of a Gan Eden or deserving of Gehenna? Meaning, have I accomplished what I needed to? So now he begins to worry about this. He should have been worrying about this all of his life. That's something that you should always be thinking about. Nishnar b'shas aptira, not only when you're about to pass away, no behem sheikh b'meshv v'gan salem, that's something that a person should be worried about all of his life. So why is Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh suddenly, shortly before he passes away, is he suddenly concerned about where he is in the world? Is Einif in the Biurim in them? So one of the explanations about this is Yed Eden is gegeben geworden ashlichas v'tafkid. Every Yid is given a mission and a purpose in this world. Vasadaf malazain v'meshach chaim chayusu baal medein. This is what you need to accomplish during your life in this world. On kedeitz kenen oisvin in the shlichas. In order to be able to fulfill this mission properly, apnim gegeben dineitig etzol teg. Their person is given enough days, enough time to be able to complete that mission, and is given the powers and the energies and the talents to be able to carry it off. That which is necessary for him to be able to fulfill that shlichas properly, and the person is given not more time than he needs, and not less time than he needs, not more energy and the power and talent, and not less. He's given exactly enough for what he needs. So therefore, when a Yid doesn't use one of those days fully, asha, or one of the an hour that he has fully, or even a moment that goes by without using it in the proper way, in order to fulfill that mission, is dosnish not a chesaron. So it's not only that he missed an opportunity. It's not only that I could have reached even higher had I used this moment properly. It's not only that. But rather, what happens is every moment that a person doesn't do their shlichas, even if he's doing some good thing, but he's not doing the thing which he is supposed to be doing, even though he's doing something good, but it's not the thing that he is needed to do. There is a lack of that moment in fulfilling that person's mission, his own mission. And he is also changing and therefore rebelling against the shlichas that Hashem gave him. He'd rather do something else instead of that shlichas. So that is a rebellion against Hashem in his fulfillment of his own mission, even just for a moment. Rabbi Yechon Mazaka is jeder rege geveni ganzen vernommen und reingetan in sein avodas shlichas. It's without question that Rabbi Yechon Mazaka used every moment of his life, and he was completely invested into fulfilling his mission in life, which was limudat Torah, kiyum mitzvahs, the study of Torah, doing mitzvahs. That is given a reingetan mit azah his askus in oisfinus and shlichus kedboi b'almedein. He was so completely involved and engrossed in fulfilling his mission in this world, Also er hat nicht gehabt keine Zeit auf zu abstellen sich und sich hereintrachten, was tut sich mit dem? That he didn't have time to stop and think, where am I in this world? How am I doing? He didn't have time for that. He was so completely involved in what's the next thing that has to get done that he didn't have time to sit back and think, how am I doing? Was ist sein Matze Bechlau? He didn't have time to think, where have I grown to? What have I reached? What have I accomplished? That wasn't part of his Schlichus. Warum? Because, wie azoi soll er sich abstellen und trachten wegen sich? How does he have the time to stop and think about himself wegen seiner Madreges, about his level that he reached, b'shaz amuz adem zman, oisnitz no mil shulchusei, when he has to use the time that he has, not to think about himself, but to fulfill another aspect of his mission. Dafke samach liptirosei, however, close to the time when he was passing away. Then er hat gehalten beim Verendigen seines Schlichus Baumadein, when he was already coming to the conclusion of the mission that he had in this world. Hat er mafsi given, so then he made a pause. He paused. Kedei tzemach nem cheshbon tzedek, in order to make the proper calculation. Varum im layach shavim say, because as we know that there is a time when a person has to make a calculation, and if it's not now, then when is he going to do it? Time is coming to an end. Und das hat er bei Amariz geriffen der Bechi, and that's why only now did he start to question, has he really accomplished anything? Did he accomplish as much as he could? And so on. Adem oifen im amal sein des Schliches, as metracht nicht wegen sich, nor bleis wegen des Schliches. This kind of attitude, approach to fulfilling your mission in this world, that you're not thinking about yourself at all, you're only thinking about what needs to get done to fulfill your mission, is an inyan ikir v'klali in avodas Hashem. This is a very fundamental idea in serving Hashem. Vos ved gemont von jeden Yidin, that this is something that is actually required of every Yid. V'yashleimer ados is oich merumazu mudgash b'pnimiz dikn teichen apsukim d'lahalon in the Heintige Parsha, and this can also be seen from the wording in our Parsha, in the Psukim in our Parsha, as I'll explain. After the words that it says, you shall serve Hashem, in our Parsha, in Mishpatim, was the midved gemein klolus in Avodah, where the Torah is talking about the general idea of Avodah, of serving Hashem. Side Avodah von Ava, it's both covers the Avodah of love of Hashem, the less pulchan, the kepulchan, the rechimusa, as it says in Zohar, that there is no Avodah like the Avodah of Ava. Side Avodah of Yira, also talking about the Avodah of reverence of Hashem, Avodah's Eved, like the servant, the service of a servant, is the Pasuk Mamshech Leisiya Mishakele Bakara Baratzecha. The Pasuk continues and says, if you will serve Hashem, then there will not be a woman that loses a child, or an akara, which means a woman that cannot conceive. Barzecha, in your land, as mispa yomecha amali, I will fill the number of your days. What does this mean? And especially in response to va'avadatem es Hashem alekechem, you shall serve Hashem. So he explains meshakele va'akara is avoideruchnis meint. What does that mean? A woman that loses a child or cannot conceive. In Avodah, what this means is, as the Avodah from Ava b'Yira v'chulu, that a person's Ava and Yira, love and reverence of Hashem, hatnishkan kiyim v'toilus, it doesn't have any lasting effect. It doesn't lead to anything. It doesn't bring you to improve, to do anything better. When the Siba of them is, in other words, that the Avodah of Ava and Yira doesn't bear children, it doesn't bear fruits, it doesn't bear results. And the reason for this is, Baratzecha is found in the word Baratzecha from Loshen Rotzin. Baratzecha means also your will. B'shah Sa'id, Hotan Egenim Rotzin, because when a person has their own will, there is what Hashem wants and there is what I want. Asvius Rotzin from the Zayin Aveda, or when a person is self-satisfied from their accomplishment so far, which means that he feels his own ego. I have accomplished so much and so much. That means that you have a sense of self. Meaning to say, I have served Hashem in these following ways. you have a sense of self that you're the one that served Hashem and so on. I have love of Hashem, I have reverence of Hashem. This could lead to a person losing their status that they reached through their avodah. They reached a level of ava and yira, but because they were self-satisfied, they had their own interests involved, therefore it could cause that it shouldn't lead to anything positive, because you descend, you lose that level as well. Das heißt, which means frier is an avoda mitamidi de vagbala. First of all, it means that the avoda that you're doing is only limited, has a limitation to it. Nor a vifel erot fun zayn avoda siyis ratzen. A person is only willing to do as much as satisfies him, till he feels that he's reached a certain level, but he doesn't want to go further than that. I'm happy with where I am. Und noch dem bringt es zu dazu, also es macht ein Chlitz zwischen ein Avaidu und ein Zweiter. And then not only does it also limit the level that you want to reach, it also leads you to make it to decide this kind of Avaidu I am interested in, and that kind of Avaidu I'm not interested in. I'm not going to do that kind of Avaidu. The Avaidu in welche erot achush is a great satan, the avoda in which he has an interest, that's what I'm into, that's the kind of thing that I relate to, that I want to do, that I'm willing to do. But that other type of avoda, that's not something that speaks to me, and therefore I'm going to ignore, I will not take part in that type of avoda. It is neifel mamadr gosse, which means he loses the levels that he already gained, attained, because he's not willing to branch out into an area of Aveda which is required of him, but since he's not into it, it's not something that speaks to him, it doesn't have an interest in it, therefore he doesn't do it, so he loses what he had already. Is the Eitzaz Leitiyem Mishakele Vakore? So what is the how do you avoid falling into this kind of a situation where it doesn't bear fruit, your Aveda doesn't lead to anything positive? The answer to that is, Hashem says, I will fill the number of your days. When a person thinks about the fact, meditates on it, that there is only a limited amount of days that I have in my mission, that I have to fulfill my mission, that it was given a certain amount of days, which I have in order to fulfill my mission in this world. And every moment that I use on some other agenda, he is changing, and therefore he is violating in the mission that Hashem, the King of all kings, has given him. He gets shaken up and when he realizes that, he stops feeling his own metzias. He becomes less self-aware. It's not about him anymore. He becomes so invested and so involved in fulfilling his shlichas as a filter shafilev as eris der mamale from the mevishin shlichas, that he loses the sense that I am the one fulfilling the shlichas. As herzich by em nor the shlichas gufa, the only thing that becomes the focus and the only thing that he feels and senses is there is a mission. Not I need to fulfill a mission. There is a mission to be fulfilled, and therefore gets busy doing that. But adarab, to the contrary, b'shasmen proved him demonen wegen arzucha. When somebody tries to remind him, what about you? You have arzucha wegen seine matzav aruchni. What about your status? Where are you? What have you reached? And so on. Emphata mit zerbrochenkeit. He answers with a broken heart. Vos mirotzen o de tainug. What do you mean? What are you talking about, my will? What are you talking about, my enjoyment? How do I have time for that? There is only a limited amount of time that I have to accomplish this. Therefore, I have to be busy and I have to be on guard. That not one moment should be lost from my dedication to the shlichas. I don't have time to think about where I am at in all this. the Vegegebenkeit und Bittel b'chol mehusit to the Meibishner Zayn Shlichus, and when a person can bring themselves to feel this dedication and this Bittel, that the thorough Bittel that a person is completely dedicated to Hashem and is to his mission, vet mekuyim, that's when it becomes fulfilled for him, as Mispe Yamacha Amalei, Hashem gives as an assurance, Loshon Avtocha, I tell you that this will be the end, that you will fill every moment of your time. Afilu oib, even if in the past there were times when you didn't fulfill your mission, even a person that did the opposite of what he should have done, is as still Hashem says, as mispa yamecha amalei, I will fill the days, I will make sure that they are filled. The leinem are me, and it doesn't say who. I will. Who is the I? It doesn't mention, because it doesn't have a name. It's Hashem himself, the essence of Hashem, which doesn't have a name. There is no name associated with the essence of Hashem. And he is the one, it's Atzmus Amus that says, I will make sure that your days are full. And also the Atzmus is beyond where anything could have been touched or affected or lost. There cannot be anything that is lost within the Atzmus. So therefore, even though the person may have lost days in Atzmus, that will not be recognized. That's beyond that. So Atzmus, where all of this is in its perfect state, is Maftiach, as sure as the Yid, Azevet Memala Zayn, Umashlum Zayn, Defafeltateg, that he will fill and complete all of these missing days, when Allah Zayn Ategvel and Zayn Gans Beshlemus, and that every day, even the past where things did not get fulfilled as they should have, will also be filled in and will reach their perfection. In other words, you can undo the negative things that happened in the past as well by this kind of avodah, being fully focused on the shlichus. Das is eich der bir pnimi in the halacha, and this is also the inner explanation to this halacha, as in fall von gazila nichsa, that in the case where a person's assets are becoming devalued, is men potter from the shvua, then you're potter from the shvua of meida b'miktsas. The Yaron and Keiches was the Eibishter Gita Eden durchzuführen sein Shlichus ba'almadein. These years and these energies that Hashem gives a Yid in order to fulfill his mission in this world, for does sein in die Nechosim von Eden, that is the assets that a Yid has. That's the assets that we're talking about b'pnimius. Is b'shas ha'id poil bazich then bittel b'tachlis. So when a Yid can bring themselves to this level of bittel, absolute bittel, as in ganze metzius is nor vaser es ashliach v'neivishn, that I only exist for one thing, which is to fulfill my mission of Hashem. Sein ganze zeit und alle kirche seine vernommen mit ton de meivishn shlichus, my all my time is involved in that, all my energies are invested into that, into fulfilling Hashem shlichus. Lasis leiz baruch dir v'tachteinim, which is ultimately to make a dwelling place for Hashem in this world. Hatte bemele kan zeit nicht zu gehen auf den teiten mit nietzahar. So I can't allow my assets to be devalued. And if that's what a person's true focus is, when Hashem says that a person is taka on that kind of a track, that every moment is precious and you can't waste a moment of at all, so then who has time to go into a debate with the Yetzirah about where I am and what I do? And therefore in that case, we turn only to the Nitva, we turn only to the defendant, to the Yid. There's no time to pay attention to what the Yetzirah has to say, because every moment is precious. This Yid treats every moment as precious. Because if you're going to start wasting time by going into a debate with the Yetzirah, then there will be a devaluation of my assets, which means my time and my keiches. The time and energy that Hashem has given you will become devalued, not used in the most precious way possible, which is kiyama Torah v'mitzvos. The far nemt men on zayn taina, and therefore Hashem accepts that taina, and that is part of an ashvua, and that he is exempt from ashvua, for him nishnor is men zicher as a vet nish that I'm found with shusha shal yetzer hara chas v'shalom, because not if a person is on that level, we are not only are we certain that he will not fall into the clutches of the yetzer hara, nor adarabah, but to the contrary, it's vet zaynus misbi yamecha amale, that he will use every moment fully. As oich dosos ahad friyef felt that even those that which he missed in the early life, that nismala verem b'shleimus will be completely filled, and he doesn't need any additional kaiches that are in danger of being squandered. He doesn't need any of that. They don't need a shvua. He can go ahead with this kind of attitude and will be safe from any loss of any more time, of any more assets.